It's Monday, September 21st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. New data on smart speakers and voice adoption, kids' privacy concerns over school from home, and government warnings on a critical server patch. This is the Business of Tech. More Americans own a smart speaker than ever before, and the devices are also seeing an increase in usage, according to a survey from Adobe, results of which were first shared with Axios. 39% of respondents said they own a smart speaker, up from 36% in February 2019 and 28% in January 2018. Among those who do own a smart speaker, 46% said that they use the device's voice assistance more often during the three-month period from April through July than they had previously. Adobe said that 51% of those surveyed said they had heard an ad on their speaker, double the number that said so in May 2019. Of those who were hearing ads, 85% said they hear them at least weekly. To that end, 58% of consumers find a smart speaker ad to be less intrusive than other major formats, TV, print, online, and social. That's up from 43% in May 2019. Similar majorities say they find speaker ads more engaging and more relevant to their needs and interests. 53% reported that a smart speaker ad eventually drove them to make a purchase, up from 39% in May 2019. While I'm on these devices, Amazon has announced that compatible Echo devices will become Bluetooth bridges for their Sidewalk network, which was announced last year as it anticipated to roll out later this year. Tile will be the first third-party Sidewalk device. Why do we care? Two reasons here. I'll get the slightly self-serving one out of the way. Targeted audio advertising in short form actually is growing in value in areas like podcasting too, and is generally viewed as less intrusive and more engaging. I'm highlighting it here as one piece of the larger reason we care, which is voice. We're getting more comfortable with voice, and it's getting more widespread. It may not be happening quite as fast as I might have thought, but it's happening, and it's also impactful. I think there's a business opportunity to match, and users are getting acquainted with the technology. I'm also going to highlight Sidewalk again. Compare these low-power, widespread networks against 5G, and there's a set of use cases we'll see fall out. Not all connected devices need high speeds, so let's see if this one's useful. Let's talk privacy. Today, children's privacies and rules. Axios is reporting discussions with experts on how the shift to online schooling is damaging kids' online privacy. Without training and investment, the protections aren't there. A 2018 survey from Common Sense Media found only 25% of teachers who participated in professional development on EdTech got trained in student data privacy requirements. This on top of the fact that EdTech is generally considered more poorly versus consumer technologies. Scroll down on the article shared, and the one below reinforces how poorly this is going. 59% of teens felt that online school is worse than traditional learning, with 19% describing it as much worse. And from MSSP Alert, the age-appropriate design code created by the UK Information Commissioner's Office came into force on September 2, 2020, with a 12-month transition period for online services to conform to the code. The code sets out the standards that online services must meet in order to protect children's privacy. Why do we care? I'm continuing to be convinced there's an opportunity in education that's being exposed by the failures of school from home. I'm also noting the fact that the UK has moved on new standards. The US is bound by 1998's Children's Online Protection and Privacy Act, and only covers children up to age 13, and does not tell schools what to do. So schools need advice, they need technology, they need more bandwidth. Sounds all like services providers' opportunities. That does require funding, however, so think about it not only from the perspective of accessing existing funding, but how funding should be increased. And that's the line with politics. A blocking and tackling, Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has delivered a rare emergency directive urging government agencies to install a patch for a critical Windows Server vulnerability known by Secura as Zero Login. The flaw in the Net Login Remote Protocol lets attackers with network access completely compromise Active Directory services on a network without a single sign-in. Agencies have to install the patch no later than September 21st. Acronis invites you to the Acronis Global Cyber Summit, the premier event dedicated to connecting the IT channel and IT pros with actionable insights, solutions, and strategies for effective cyber protection. Bringing together service providers, value-added resellers, CIOs, and ISVs, the summit is the world's largest gathering of thought leaders and industry experts sharing insights and advances in the field of cyber protection. Featuring a long list of speakers, sign up for free at acronis.events/summit2020. You'll even be able to catch me doing Why Do We Care online. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again tomorrow.